Wyoming Game and Fish is beginning a study aimed at tracking one of North America's largest and most renowned elk populations. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish is beginning a study to track one of North America's largest and most renowned elk populations, the Jackson Elk Herd. In collaboration with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, a helicopter will be used in the coming weeks to capture and collar elk over several days in and around the National Elk Refuge. The exact timing is dependent on suitable weather conditions. A professional wildlife capture crew will capture cow elk using a net from the helicopter, while bulls will be darted. After collecting biological samples and attaching GPS collars, the elk will be released. During winter, high elevation and deep snowpack limit the natural winter range for this herd. Each winter, about 80 to 90% of the herd is supplementally fed at state-run feed grounds or on the National Elk Refuge. While these elk comprise one herd, in the spring they split into four segments and begin migrations, following the greenest, most nutritious forage back to summer ranges. Migration distances vary. Some elk travel more than 60 miles to reach the Teton Wilderness and Yellowstone National Park. Others migrate medium distances to Grand Teton National Park or the Gros Ventre Mountain Range. In recent decades, though, a growing number of elk have traveled shorter distances, sometimes only a few miles, to spend their summers in southern Grand Teton National Park and on private lands. By collaring a random sample of the herd, wildlife managers will be able to track the number of elk that came from each area when they return in the winter, monitor survival rates for each segment, and adjust hunting practices to help maintain a balanced herd. Decades of research have established a strong foundation of knowledge about the Jackson elk herd. However, these existing data are insufficient to guide management under today's changing conditions. This new study will build on the foundation to better understand and manage this herd. During the elk collaring efforts, informative signs will be posted around the National Elk Refuge, and Game and Fish and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service staff will be available to answer questions. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.